This is a podcast from the School of Public Policy at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. In this short interview, Professor Alistair Roberts, Director of the School of Public Policy, speaks with Juan José Ibarreche. Mr. Ibarreche served as president for Linda Carre of the Basque Autonomous Community from 1998 to 2009.
You served as Linda Carre of the Basque Autonomous Community for 10 years. Could you tell me briefly what your role was?
Was more a coordinator than a president. I have said the word Linda Carre in the Basque language is more a coordinator. It's a member of the community who has the responsibility to run the community and the future of all the members of the community than a president. So I prefer saying that it's more a coordinator than a president of the community. In our case, the Basque community, you know, the Basque country, are divided in this moment in three communities. Two of them are in the Spanish state, the Basque community, and then the Navarra community, mm-hmm. two communities in the Basque in the Spanish state, and one community in the north in the French state, which is divided in two different departments, Midi-Pyrénées and Aquitania. But we are seven provinces, all the Basque country. We have all seven provinces, and I was the president of the Basque community in which lived the two-thirds parts of the Basque people there.
Now, in your decade, you were attempting to establish a new model of social and economic development, and you said that you were wanted to move away from the neoliberal model of development that was very popular at the time. What were the main elements of the model that you wanted to pursue?
Well, the definition of a new concept, the concept of sustainable human development, not only the economic agenda, the most important agenda, in nowadays, but the social and cultural agenda and the environmental agenda. It's a little bit complicated to address the three agendas at the same time, but after taking the decision, it's easier to implement it. And sometimes the problem is not to have diagnosis about the problems, but to be effective to the things. Sometimes we decided to do a lot of things, but then it's very difficult to implement it. And in our case, the definition of the sustainable human development was the key to, of course, the address of this new concept is not very easy. It was very, very difficult. But in our case, in the best experience, we demonstrated that it's possible to have not only a theoretical model of sustainable human development with the three agendas, but a practical model and outcomes. This is the question.
Now, this is a question about politics and about leadership. So the model you were proposing was very different than the model that was popular around the world, especially in the Western world at that time. What challenges did you encounter as you tried to shift the direction for the community?
Well, the most important thing was to move from a concept of economic growth and market only to a new one, in which to engage people, you need more than economic growth. You need social balance too. And we define a new project hand in hand, economic growth and social balance. This was the most important thing. And after defining this new concept, we saw that it was easier to engage people with this project of country.
You've got a wonderful quotation in your book, The Basque Experience, from a famous philosopher. Everything in politics is shrouded in uncertainty.
Yeah.
And many people don't react well to uncertainty. You know, they get defensive. How as a leader do you encourage people to deal with uncertainty or maybe even welcome it?
I think that an important question is to define in common the vision of the country and for the country. We defined in 2001 a common vision about the country. And more important than the definition is to do all together. All together, not at all. This is the question. altogether on autotone. We define the vision for the country, as Roosevelt president says, without vision, people perish. And this, the question was the definition of the vision. And then, to apply this new concept, shared leadership, not only public institutions, but a new alliance between public and private institutions, then the leadership, shared leadership, public and private, then a strategy in common, the definition in common of a new strategy, and then compromises. Compromises not only for the public institutions, but the private institutions too. This was the path of the transformation in the case of the Basque Country.
Yeah. Now, I've got a question for you about nationalism, because your book is a celebration of the Basque nation, and you say that a leader has to have a vision of the nation. A lot of people who are talking about developments in Europe, European politics these days, are talking about rising nationalism, but they're regarding it as a problem. They're suggesting that rising nationalism is a threat to the European project, or even to minority rights and so on.
Yeah.
So how do we differentiate between healthy nationalism and unhealthy nationalism, or constructive nationalism and destructive nationalism?
This is an important question, because the problem is the nationalism which defines their nations, denying the nations of the other. And this is the I said the nacionalismo suma cero. This is the question. The most important thing is if you define your nation, the way is not deny the nation of the other. For example, in the case of the Basque Country, we defined that it was impossible to build the Basque nation against Spanish nation or French nation or the European Union, but in cooperation. Identity in cooperation, not fighting with other identities, but in cooperation with other identities. And perhaps this is easier in the case of the European Union. I remember when I met the different presidents of the Spanish state, José María Aznar and Zapatero. And the question always was the same. You're willing to share sovereignty with Malta, with Slovenia, with Luxembourg, which has only 200,000 citizens. Why not with Catalonia or with the Basque Country?
Yeah.
And the question is that, no? Is to be willing to share sovereignty. Of course, the European Union is a project that in which is possible to share sovereignty. So this was the question at the time. And I agree with the idea that the nationalisms are one of the most important problems, not only in Europe, but all around the world. But the nationalism who denies the nation of the others.
Hmm. Now, a question about my...
For example, to define the best nation is not necessary to deny the Spanish nation or the French nation or... No, not at all.
A question about immigration,
yeah,
which you touch on briefly in the book, and you emphasize the need to welcome immigrants. How do you welcome immigrants and also at the same time protect the Basque culture and language?
Well, we think that it's perfectly possible, because we have the double of our country abroad. We have the, more or less, we are 3 million of us in the Basque community of Navarra, and in the Pays Basque in the north, 3 million of us. But we have more than 6 million Basque people all around the world.
Mm.
So we are an immigrant people, and we have to understand the problems of the people who move from one country to another to have a better life. And for example, now the problem with the Syrian people is incredible, because the European people, I think that we've forgotten our history, because a lot of people from the from Europe during the First and Second Civil World War went there And the camps were there in Aleppo, in Egypt, in El Cairo, all around these countries were a lot of refugees from the European Union. And now we are paying to Turkey and Turkey's president, who is a dictator, Erdogan, to stop the people who escape from the war. It's incredible, the situation in the case of the European Union. And in the case of the Basque Country, we have the problem that we have not the competence to roll the question of immigrants in this case, because it's our competence, but we have not the competence transferred by the Spanish state. Anyway, I think that the legislation must be changed, but at European level to permit this kind of movements. Because in the European Union, we have forgotten the our history in the last 100 years.
Should the Basque community have the competence to control the number of immigrants who are coming into the area?
I think that must be in the European Union institutions, the most important regulation, and then the regulation in Spain or in the Basque country or in France, but a second grade competences in that case. I think that the most important thing and the most important regulation must be made by the European Parliament. But the European Parliament doesn't exist in this moment in relationship with these kind of things, because the powers are in the states. And not only that, but there are people, last one was in Hungary, winning elections with their policies against immigration.
So one last question. In your 10 years experience as president of the Basque community, what did you learn about leadership or being an effective president over those 10 years?
Yes, in my case, that is necessary, the leadership of the public institutions, but it's not enough. You need to imply the private sector, and you need a shared leadership to improve the country as a whole. Yeah. This is the most important the most important advice in the case of in my case and in my experience. All together or not at all. All together or not at all.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you for you.